Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1219. Joe Biden canceled $7.7 billion in student loans for another 160,000 borrowers. The latest round of forgiveness brings the total student debt relief approved by Biden to $167 billion. More than 1 in 10 Americans with federal student loans have been approved for some form of debt relief under Biden. Meanwhile, the Senate confirmed Biden's 200th federal judge. At this point in his term, Trump had already secured 196 judges, ultimately confirming 234 by the time he left office. If Biden and the Democrats exceed 234 confirmed judges, they'll have replaced about one quarter of the federal judiciary. Moving on, Spain, Norway, and Ireland said they would recognize an independent Palestinian state. While the move is largely symbolic, the group said they were confident that further countries will join us in taking this important step in the coming weeks. More than 140 countries already currently recognize a Palestinian state, including more than two-thirds of the United Nations. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced the move and called it a reward for terrorism, saying that it would not stop us from reaching a victory over Hamas. The White House also rejected unilateral recognition of Palestinian statehood, saying a Palestinian state should be realized through direct negotiations between the parties. Still, the announcement comes days after the ICC requested arrest warrants for Netanyahu, Israel's defense minister, and the leaders of Hamas for war crimes stemming from the October 7th attacks and the subsequent Israeli invasion and bombing of Gaza. Back in the United States, months before Trump was indicted for mishandling classified documents, a federal judge said the DOJ had strong evidence that Trump intended to hide classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. After Trump was informed by his attorney of a government subpoena for video footage from Mar-a-Lago, he realized that the security cameras could capture his employees moving classified government information that officials were attempting to retrieve. Trump then allegedly instructed his aides to return several boxes that they had previously removed without being caught on camera. And then 4 months after the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago, four documents marked classified were discovered in Trump's personal bedroom. The folders were mostly empty and were marked as classified evening summary. Four other classified documents were found in Trump's post-presidential office at the resort. The revelations are among several cited by U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell in a newly unsealed 2023 opinion, which found that prosecutors presented compelling evidence that Trump knowingly hid national security documents in his home and attempted to conceal them from the Justice Department. Notably, Howell wrote in March 2023, no excuse is provided as to how the former president could miss the classified marked documents found in his own bedroom at Mar-a-Lago. And finally, Trump falsely claimed that Biden was locked and loaded, ready to take me out during the 2022 search of Mar-a-Lago for those classified documents. It's the first time in U.S. history that a former president has accused his successor of trying to kill him. The FBI said in a statement that it followed standard protocol in this search, as we do for all search warrants, which includes a standard policy statement limiting the use of deadly force. Still, Trump baselessly claimed on his personal social media platform that he was shown reports that the Biden Justice Department authorized the FBI to use deadly, lethal force during their search of the property for classified documents. During that search, on August 8, 2022, the FBI seized 33 boxes containing a mix of classified and non-classified documents. Among those, more than 100 classified records were identified, including numerous empty folders that were labeled classified. Trump is facing 40 felony charges related to his mishandling of top-secret classified information and for obstructing federal investigators' efforts to retrieve them. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.